alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brothers performing second Jummah kindly requested to move forward. Jazakumullah.
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa sanadana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'du fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum wattaqullaha la'allakum turhamun. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Let's read Durus Sharif. Salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, from our last couple of Jummah talks, we were discussing a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has been narrated by a companion called Jabir bin Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates an incident of the first meeting of his with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that what happened when I met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the first time. Obviously, it's a lengthy hadith, but we'll just look into some portion of that hadith. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he greeted the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we mentioned in our last talk that he used the word alaykum as-salam. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught Jabir radiallahu anhu that when you greet someone, do not say alaykum as-salam, because that's tahiyyatul mayyit, that's the greeting of a dead person. So in those days, when the poet used to write a poetry, when they used to address the dead, they used to say alaykum as-salam. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam stopped Jabir radiallahu anhu that do not say alaykum as-salam when you greet someone, rather say as-salamu alaykum. When we greet someone, obviously we all greet with assalamu alaikum, and the reply is alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we discussed this, the first part of the hadith last talk. Now what I wanted to mention today is that after about maybe one or two statements in the hadith, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he requests the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him some advice. He says, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Rasul of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice. Now what we learn from this? We learn that whenever we get an opportunity of sitting with a scholar or staying in a company of a person who is a pious, who is close to Allah, who is considered as a pious man, and you know, who has given his life for the deen, for the khidmat of deen, we should take that opportunity and take some advice from that person. Seize the opportunity and get some advice from that person. Say for example, you met someone on your way, you're going on a train or you're going on a plane and you met someone there. Take the opportunity, obviously first take the permission from that person, take the opportunity and get some advice from that person. Like how here Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, obviously he is getting advice
from the best ever human being, best ever person, Prophet of Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, as I mentioned, this was the first meeting of Jabir radiallahu anhu to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the advice that he will get, that shows the importance, that these advice would be very important, because that's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising him very first in the beginning. Now, the first advice that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave was, لَا تَسُبَّنَّ أَحَدٍ, that do not swear at anyone. Do not swear at anyone. Now, obviously, it's just three words that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used. But what that means is that our actions or our speech should not be such that it hurts someone else. It causes pain to someone else. We should not become a means of discomfort to others. Like how I recited the hadith, Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi, that a true Muslim, a complete Muslim, is he from whose hands and tongue other Muslims are safe. Now this is one hadith, but there is another hadith with a similar meaning but just one difference. And that is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu man salima al-Nasu. He didn't use the word Muslim. What that means is that a true Muslim is he from whose hand and tongue other people are safe. Not just Muslims, but other people are safe. Whether it's Muslim or a non-Muslim, we are not allowed to hurt or to cause pain, not just to the Muslims, but even to the non-Muslims. We should live in such a way that we are not becoming a means of discomfort to others. So much so that our Sharia has taught us that we should be kind towards animals as well, even towards animals. You know, there is a hadith. Once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he mentioned about a lady from the nation of the past, a woman from the nation of the past, that what she used to do was that she had a cat, and she did not use to feed the cat, and neither she would let the cat go. She used to keep the cat, but neither feed the cat, or did not let her go on its own, so that the cat can go out and get its own food. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that because of this, this lady on the day of Qiyamah will be asked to enter in hellfire. Now, obviously this is an example for me and you, that we are taught that we should be kind towards animals as well. So now just imagine how much of care we should be showing towards our fellow human beings or fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. You know, in one hadith it comes, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min. He said it three times. He said, by Allah that person is not a true believer. By Allah that person is not a true believer. By Allah that person is not a true believer. The companions asked, O Prophet of Allah, who are you talking about? قِيلَ مَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, who are you referring to, O Prophet of Allah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person that whose neighbors are not safe from his mischief. Because he's doing such things that his neighbors are in trouble. Whether it's, you know, a neighbor could be a person staying next to your house, or it could be a person who is working with you in a company, who is sitting with you, who is in the masjid. That's why on one occasion the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you have eaten from this and this plant, from the tree, meaning he was referring to raw garlic and raw onion, that if you have eaten from this, you should not come to the masjid without cleaning and without getting yourself clean, without cleaning your mouth. Why? Because when you come to the masjid in that manner, you will become a means of discomfort to the Muslim brothers or sisters who are praying next to you. For the sisters, the same thing. So we should not do such things that, you know, that becomes a means of discomfort to others. Rather, we should do those things that is a means of comfort to others. You know, we should do such things that we are helping out our Muslim brothers and sisters or our fellow human beings. That's what the first advice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, this also means, لَا تَسُبَّنَّ أَحَدًا, it also means that we should not belittle someone. We should not belittle someone. Now, you know, sometimes what happens is, if we are very much inclined and attached to the masjid, we are performing our salah, we are very close, we are doing all our worshipings, mashallah, very good. But then sometimes, you know, shaitan makes us look down at somebody else. You know, if a person is not doing those things, then we start talking about that person. Do you know, he doesn't even pray salah, he doesn't even do that, he doesn't even do that. No, we should not belittle someone. Should not. Yes, we should carry on with our, you know, wisdom. We should explain that person, but that doesn't mean that we start belittling that person. We start saying bad about that person, because why? Al-ibratu bil-khawatim. That what matters is how you end your life. It could be that he might change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might give him tawfiq, and he changes, and there is no guarantee about you. There is no guarantee about us. So that's why we should not belittle someone. So this is the meaning of لا تسبن أحدا. And this was the advice that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. Now, just ending on one thing, you know, as you know that this is the month of Dhul Qa'dah. The next month will be Dhul Hijjah. And when Dhul Hijjah comes, obviously we celebrate our Eid al-Adha. People will go for Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all for Hajj again and again. And those who are going this year for Hajj, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Hajj mabrur. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. So, and Dhul Hijjah is a month wherein we remember Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We all know the incident, the famous incident where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was shown in a dream that he is sacrificing his own son. Now, it was not something, you know, and you should know that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam got the son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam at around 86 years of old. So he was 86 years of age, that's when he got his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Now just imagine the love and mahabbah he would have for the son. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that, oh Ibrahim, I want you to sacrifice him for my pleasure. And what did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam do? He didn't hesitate. Neither his son hesitated. When he said to his son, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. When he said this to his son, that, oh my son, I'm been asked to sacrifice you. What did the son say? The son said, yes, I'm ready. Go ahead. So these were the prophets, and these were, you know, those who were close to Allah. So it reminds us of the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously, it's a long incident. We don't want to go into details. But what I wanted to say is that, you know, when we sacrifice an animal, we are not just sacrificing an animal. When we sacrifice an animal, we should think that we are sacrificing our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, many a times we boast that, oh, I sacrificed 100 animals in this country, 200 animals there, 100 animals there. Mashallah, it's good. But the purpose of sacrificing an animal is that we remember what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're not asked to sacrifice our children, but what we are asked is to sacrifice our desire for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Dhul Hijjah comes, you know, it should remind us, it should remind us of a very, very important lesson that we should all, you know, desire. For example, you know, if we are working in interest. So let's make an intention that inshallah, I will make my utmost effort. I will make a firm intention. I will leave that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we speak and we are lying, we've got the habit of lying, make a firm intention. Inshallah, I won't be lying again. If we are not punctual with our salah, make a firm intention. Inshallah, I will be punctual with my salah. So that's what sacrificing is all about. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all steadfastness on deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all those who are going this year for Hajj. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us, you know, again and again to His house, to Baytullah, to Masjid al-Nabwi, to Masjid al-Haram. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also take us to Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to perform salah in Masjid al-Aqsa as well. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sunnats can be performed now. Jazakallah.